No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith. Well, eventually, he's going to join us. But we're going to start off the show with my good buddy Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures Liveaboards, because Clay and I, literally as we do the show today, are at the Air Venture Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, working it. We're going to record, and you'll hear more of the fallout next week on the big show. But Clay's with me to help me today. And Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I can't believe Keith's AWOL again.
Yes, well, it's typical. These instructors, they kind of get a big head, you know, aviators in general. I don't know. Kind of goes with the territory, right?
Really? You got to find them on the Ray-Ban somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, you know, we're going to be hanging out at Air Venture, first time for both of us, and we'll cover that base accordingly next week on the big show. But I know you are actually flying your new plane into the area. You're not going to actually fly into the grounds, but have you already done all your, you know, your work and your planning to fly into Appleton, Wisconsin, that little airport outside of the Air Venture Show, or what?
Well, I haven't completed all the preparations, but I verified that we have that there'll be parking space. I figured out how to get to the show. We figured out the hotel. There will be parking, will be fuel there. So that's about as far as I've gotten so far. But, you know, I don't think that there'll be, any significant special procedures to get up to Appleton, but I'll need to double check on that. Obviously that whole area is going to be, you know, one of the busiest aviation areas in the country for that week or two. So,
well, as Ed, as Ed has said in the past, Air Venture, the airport there at Air Venture, is the busiest airport in the entire world. And that is going on right now. So we'll cover that base when we see it firsthand next week. But yeah, I mean, Appleton Airport, the little regional airport outside of the area, is about 20 miles away from the grounds. So I'm guessing it shouldn't be too bad, but I would imagine it's going to be pretty busy though.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty busy, and I'm sure they'll have some sort of special procedures to route people around to the north and away from Oshkosh itself. You know, I generally file IFR when I'm flying in cross country, and that's usually a no-brainer, because you tell them you want to go somewhere, and they tell you where you can go.
That's right. You're used to being told where to go, is what you're trying to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, it's a comfort thing, I guess. Sure. So are you making any preparations to the new plane for this flight, or is it broken in as far as you're concerned, you know, with hours on the new engine and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, I try, although it's fairly common, I do try not to use the term broken in, especially with regard to airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it
fair
is,
enough.
We'll see, what should we call it? It is well seasoned now. I've got about 60 hours or so on the new engine, and everything is running exceedingly well. I haven't actually flown the plane for about a month because it's been getting some panel upgrades and some other avionics installed, and I'm waiting for a call. I should have it available for test flight here within the next 24 hours at the outside.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I'll have a few little gizmos to play with en route, and you know, a little bit more information available to me, such as ADS-B traffic. I don't know if you've talked about that on the show, and Aspen Avionics panel in it. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Okay. So you got the ADS-B transponder in and out now on this new plane?
Yep. It's got the, I had the out before, I didn't have the in. So now I'll have, you know, full traffic capability displayed on a Garmin 796 GPS. Obviously it's got weather through XM on that same GPS, and the Aspen will, will interface with the autopilot really well to fly, you know, GPSS steering, if you know what that is. It'll fly holding patterns. It'll fly, DME arcs. It'll basically almost completely control the airplane. Very seamlessly.
So I'm very excited
about that.
So the tower tells you to fly a pattern or fly a holding pattern. You can actually punch that into the GPS and it'll just do it for you.
Yep, and the autopilot will do that. It'll fly curves. It'll do all that stuff. So I'm pretty excited to test that out. I've flown in a plane with that capability, and I wasn't pilot in command, but I saw how it worked, and I was pretty hooked on that. That was pretty nice.
That does sound, it sounds like a plane that even I could fly. If you tell me which buttons to push.
Well, you know, and I think it'll be great because I can just catch up on my naps.
Yeah. And that's what you want to do when you're up there in your new plane is sleep. No, they don't want to do that. Yeah, you know, the only thing about that ADS-B, being that we're talking about AirVenture, the air traffic is going to be pretty busy. If they don't have an ADS-B out, you won't see them on that system, right?
Well, ADS-B is a pretty complex subject, and as I understand it, in order for the ground stations, which are pretty much continent-wide now, in order for the ground stations to transmit to you the information on the traffic that's in your area,
right?
You have to have an ADS-B out signal emanating from the plane in order to trigger the ground stations to send you the information, and then you have to have ADS-B in to receive that information.
Okay.
So if you are if you're equipped with ADS-B in but not out, then you have to be flying somewhere close to a plane that does have ADS-B out because
right.
you can receive the same information that they're sending. So
okay, so it really just depends on your plane. That's what I was confused about as well. If one of these old classic planes doesn't have either one of those yet, and they're flying around Oshkosh, that really doesn't affect whether you're going to see them or not because the tower would pick them up and your in and out would get that. Correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. That makes me feel better. That's the part.
As long as they have a transponder, we should.
Well, yeah. Okay, which that could be an issue too with some of those.
There's a lot of older classics that are flying without electrical systems, so they don't have transponders. But
right. Right.
And probably a high concentration of those around Oshkosh this time of year.
Well, that's my point. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're going to have to hold off on using that autopilot around the area, I'm guessing. You know, no naps. No naps, Clay.
Oh, darn it. Come on now.
Yeah, well. So what are you looking forward to at AirVenture? You going to take a flight in one of those classic planes if they offer it up? Or, you know, they always do those little, like, $50... you know, open cockpit flights or, you know, barnstormer airplanes or something or,
wing
thing?
I'm not quite so interested in that. I've done that a couple times before, and it is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
But you can do that in various places that don't have near as much air traffic around. I'll probably concentrate on looking at airplanes, looking at headsets, looking at, some of the continuing education seminars that they have, and just generally bumming around and enjoying myself.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to eating a lot of food and probably drinking a few beverages too to offset the pain that my feet no doubt are going to be feeling because this thing is massive. And actually, probably the only way to see it effectively is going to be from the air. So
yeah.
Maybe
what we can do is just get a drone. And, just sit in some air-conditioned room somewhere and fly the drone around. They probably won't like that.
Yeah, you know, that's an idea, and I bet you they'll have plenty of them there. I'm guessing we're going to see a few flying around the area. Because, yeah, I know there are some manufacturers that are usually at these events. So, they'll have them. Well, if nothing else, we'll just buy one. We'll buy a little drone. And like, okay, you know, we're just going to sit here in the media room, set this thing up, and go take a tour. That ain't a bad thought, actually.
Yeah, just get a big screen TV, sit it on one side, and just watch all the video from the drone on the TV. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'll be a good time for sure. So this is the first time for you for AirVenture. Have you been to any other shows? Like, well, I don't know. Have you even been to Sun and Fun in Lakeland, or will this be a totally new experience?
I've never. I mean, I've been to air shows before, but I've never been to either AirVenture or Sun and Fun. So I'm looking forward to the experience.
Yes,
I've got to. I've got to fly up to the Detroit area a couple days before, so that's what as we talked about, generated this whole deal. It's like, well, I'll be fairly close by. So it'd be great to stop by for a few days and see what it's all about.
Well, absolutely. And that's what we're going to do. And you're in the market for a new headset or two, maybe the Zulu 2 or the new PBX 1. Have you been reading up on that online or what?
I've read a little bit about it. And, I'll be interested in taking a look at it, see what they're all about.
Yeah, Lightspeed obviously is going to be out there doing their thing. And you got these new AKG headsets that have lights built into them. It's just crazy. We're going to have a good time just looking around and hobnobbing with all the big aviators around the world. It's going to be fun. I mean, it was a great time at Sun and Fun, thinking that we're going to the Woodstock of aviation. You're going to have to pump some Grateful Dead or listen to the Grateful Dead channel on your XM on your way out there to feel the vibe, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, that's probably it. I got plenty of dead on my iPod, so I'm all set there if I can't miss a plan.
All right, Clay. Well, we'll see you next week, and we'll cover it accordingly right here. And coming up next, Captain Keith is going to join us on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deepwater Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deepwater Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwatercay.com. That's deepwatercay.com.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. And by the way, that's not Lenny Kravitz. That's a guy named John Stevens. It's from the Planes soundtrack, that Disney film. I just heard that last week. I was like, that is a pretty cool tune. But I thought for sure it was Lenny Kravitz, and it's not. So there you go. John Stevens is his name. Pretty cool little tune. And, of course, it talks about one of our favorite activities, flying. Okay, so Captain Keith is with us. Now, and so I guess we can officially start, at least from a legal standpoint, now that we have a flight instructor at the helm as opposed to me, who pilot in training. What do you think, Keith?
Yes, definitely.
You feel safer now?
Or everyone else should? Much safer, yes.
All right, fair enough. All right, so, but me, you know, me and Claire are going to head out to Air Venture. I know you can't make it out because you actually have to do this thing called work. So I'm glad I'm not you. However,
well, you know, I haven't been home in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so if I want to stay married, which I do, by the way.
Okay. You had to get that in there.
Of course.
Yes, okay. You had to stay married, so you felt it might be better use of your time for health reasons to stay at home while we go play at Air Venture this week. Fair enough. Cool. No problem. I'll cover that base accordingly for the Just Plain Radio crew. A lot of stuff to do, I know, there. And you've been going over some of the elements, some of the things that they're offering at the show. Am I right?
Yes.
So what can I expect?
Well, you know, one of the things, this is a family event.
Uh-oh.
So much stuff to do here for everyone, even the kids. Kids can learn how the mechanical side of flight plus the flying portion. They can carve propellers. They can wire electric motors. They can rivet things. I think they can rivet like a little name tag that they get to take with them and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, getting hands-on is what's really important, especially for the little kids. That's what gets them excited and into it. And we certainly want to continue aviation for generations to come, and what a great way to do it. And Air Venture is just fabulous for doing that.
Okay, now are you pointing this out for my benefit or for people that actually want to bring kids?
Both.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure we are on the same page.
I know you had that little ADD thing going here.
Yeah. Well, I did. I think you were telling me at the commercial break too that kids under five are free.
They're free.
Yeah. So there you go. You have no excuse to leave the little ones at home. Bring them, and they have all this kind of entertainment for the kids to play around with. And actually, some of that does sound kind of appealing to me too. So
I figured it would.
Yeah. And of course, you got the night air show, which we saw there at Sun and Fun. And so what they told us at Sun and Fun in Lakeland was that this was kind of the first performance of their nighttime show that will culminate at Air Venture here in August, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So it should be 10 times better, bigger, and more powerful explosions and lasers and God knows what, I guess, right? You think?
Well, I don't know if it'll be 10 times. You know, that's a lot, but
yeah.
You know, it will be awfully good.
Well, all those mistakes I saw in Sun and Fun, which were none, zero, by the way.
You didn't pick anything else.
Yeah, I'm guessing I'm not going to see any difference so much. But if you've never seen a night
air show, it is awesome the way that they light up those airplanes. The engine inlets and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty incredible what they do.
Yeah, well, I would say the thing that stood out from my first night show was the fact that they were combining fireworks and airplanes. I had never seen that before. Just thinking that was, you know, two activities that really don't go well together. But they didn't stop them from doing it. And, man, that looked cool. That was better than a fireworks display, seeing hang gliders and airplanes fly around with Roman candles shooting out of the wings or something. It was crazy stuff. But that
I would much rather watch that than a 4th of July show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's way more
American or anything like that.
Well, you are kind of more American, I would say, in that sense. He's one of the most patriotic people I know, Captain Keith there. He wears like red and white and blue all the time. And, you know, he salutes everyone, even when they're, you know, from a foreign country. I don't know what that's about.
But don't be going there.
Okay. He's just a very friendly, all-American kind of guy. We'll just leave it at that. But you got that to look forward to, the night show. You got to mark that off the list a few times. This will actually be my third, but of course it'll be my first time at Air Venture, so I'm anxious to see if I really do see any kind of difference from the couple shows that we've seen at Sun and Fun over the last couple of years. But they also have nighttime entertainment. Bands and things like that. There's a really prominent Beatles tribute band tonight that's going to be playing here at Air Venture, and I'm planning to check those guys out. But that, you know, there's entertainment every night for all the campers or everybody that wants to hang out all week for Air Venture. So, well, there's a ton of stuff like that to go see. And of course, there might be a plane or two.
Well, they're definitely that.
Yeah, this is the thing that I'm I don't know. I'm anxious to really see because, you know, we've been told, and you were with me before on this as well, because I've asked, how big is this thing as far as trying to cover it from, you know, just walking end to end? And that was a challenge at Sun and Fun. And I've been told it's anywhere from, I don't know, 3 times bigger, 4 times bigger, 5 times bigger than Sun and Fun, which is hard to imagine. So, I don't know. I'm bringing some serious walking shoes. That's for sure. But it's going to be interesting to see. Can they really fill up that much more stuff? I mean, there was so much stuff there in Lakeland. I just can't imagine it being that much bigger.
Well, you know, the area-wise, I'm not sure exactly how many square feet or whatever that is there. But it will take you 3 days to try and do everything, and that's doing it quickly.
Well, I got two.
Well, you probably won't see everything then. You know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people there that you got to deal with as well. Last year, I think there was over 500,000 people.
Wow. So, well, yeah, I think Sun and Fun was about at 150,000 right. people over 5 days, and they do about a half mil thereabouts at Air Venture is what you've heard?
Yep.
Well, we'll find out. I'll get that number as we're wandering the aisles. Of course, they have the Thunderbirds are the big performers at the show, and we had the Blue Angels at Sun and Fun. Who's better?
Well, personally, I like the Blue Angels.
You like the Blue Angels better. Why?
My personal opinion.
I would never take sides. That's very un-American. You surprise me, Keith.
I am full of surprises. You know that. But I like the show that the Blue Angels do a little bit better than what the Thunderbirds do. That's
all right.
My own personal opinion.
Just an opinion. Nothing un-American about that. I want to make sure I don't get jumped at airplane.
However, I will tell you, though, the Thunderbirds put on a heck of a show.
All right, well, I'll check it out and get a full report for everyone next week right here. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. Here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so I'm at Air Venture. You'll hear all about it next week. First time out to Oshkosh to see this massive aviation event, and I'll cover it as best I can, which probably won't be very effective, but I'm sure I will be able to, you know, gather a story or two to share with you and give you a little glimpse of what it's like to be at this event. A little overwhelming, I have a feeling, but it's going to be fun. I have no doubt about that. Now, flying in to Air Venture, I know, has to be a challenge. Now, have you ever done that yourself, Keith?
I've never flown into Air Venture to Oshkosh.
But you've
but I
done.
Have flown into Sun and Fun.
Right, which they use the same procedures for Air Venture, is what I've been told.
That is correct.
Or maybe, you know, they modeled Sun and Fun's approach, you know, like Air Venture and that kind of thing. And we, you know, I was impressed with how well that seemed to run. You know, you don't use your radio controls. You flap your wings to a control tower. He talks to everybody, but no one responds, only with visual flight cues like waving wings and things like that. But you know what? It seemed pretty effective to me. Did you feel pretty secure when you did that back in the day or what?
I did. You know, the biggest thing you have to watch out for, obviously, is there's airplanes coming in from all over the place. And they do a great job of posting exactly what the arrivals are. But every once in a while, you come across that newbie who has never done it for the first time, and so they're not real sure exactly what is supposed to take place.
Right.
So if I can make any suggestions to anybody at all whatsoever, I would recommend flying in with someone who's done it before, and then next year fly in on your own.
Okay.
Just so that you can kind of see how hey, you fly to this tower here, and the guy says, hey, wiggle your wings, and you do that. And he says, okay, now you make your turn. So because that's all it is. There is no response from you at all except for what you do with your airplane.
Right. It's a very visual experience. But, yeah, having someone who's familiar with how the operation runs would make you feel a little bit more comfortable, I have no doubt. Okay, more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Cloud's Illusions, I recall. I really don't know Clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is.
I just want to fly. I come burning out the sky up so high. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I just want to fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, I'm going to AirVenture, or I'm already there. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show. But Keith's giving me a little, prep. I guess you could consider this my flight plan for my adventure to AirVenture. And I don't know, what other things have you found there, Keith?
Well, I think that, if you know anything about AirVenture at all, there's all these different predictions that people are going to tell you that you're going to possibly see or hear. Weather. You might have the best weather or the worst weather.
Yeah.
It's either going to be severely hot or it's going to be really, really cold. So I hope you dressed appropriately. You know, we talked about this before you went, so I'm not sure how much you took our suggestions.
Well,
anyway.
No, I forget. Wait, it's Wisconsin. How bad can it be? It's summertime. I'm expecting it to be hot. You said cold? No way.
It could very well be cold.
No.
Well, you'll find out.
All right. Well, I'm only going to be there for the weekend, so I'll have a little leeway with the weather. Hopefully,
there you go. Yeah. Well, we'll see, because sometimes the biggest, scariest storms, back in Sunapan last year, not this year, but last year, they had a tornado come through Sunapan. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And, so they've had some things like that there.
Okay.
Some of the weirdest and the best food you'll ever see or hear or taste is going to be there.
Weirdest.
Have you ever had cheese curds?
Excuse me?
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like something you're supposed to eat.
Yeah, well, it is, and you should check them out. They're actually pretty good.
What are they? Are these like fried cheese, like pork rinds or something, or what?
No, they're not pork rinds, but they're best eaten at room temperature. And just check them out. You'll see. They kind of squeak when you eat them.
As
you're chewing them, they kind of squeak.
All right, but a curd is like a spoiled piece of, it's like spoiled milk or something. That doesn't sound very appealing. But you're telling me that it's edible, and secondly, that it's actually tasty.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Cheese curds. I was really hoping you'd come up with something like a fried Twinkie or something like that, but cheese curds, man.
Well,
really?
You might find a fried Twinkie there as well.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds something more palatable to me, but I don't know. I'll take a look.
Check them out.
All right. I'm expecting
the most interesting people you'll ever meet.
Well,
I'm not going to be there.
Well, you're not going to be there. That marks off the strange category.
That's right. So you might meet some interesting people there.
Okay, if you say so. Or maybe the fact that I'm going is going to fill that category for many others.
Well, that could very well be.
Yeah, that could be.
And then, of course, the other thing is the aircraft. Especially, for somebody like you who's fairly new into the aviation world.
Yes.
You're going to see some of the strangest aircraft ever at AirVenture.
Well, I'm going to be looking for that flying motorcycle, for one.
Well, that would be strange.
Well, that would be strange. I know that's something you want to, want yourself. So I'll try to find that and maybe, get
a ride.
Are you
going to buy it for me?
No, but I may fly it and get a picture of me waving like, "Hi, Keith, suck it.
After all the things that I have bought you and Ed, I think it's time you guys to reciprocate for me just a little bit.
Well, that'll be pretty easy. So expect that. Because I can't recall anything that you got us. Or am I just oblivious?
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay. Well, it was yesterday. That was yesterday. Who knows? If I can pick up some something that's free, light, and easy to bring back, maybe I'll do that. Otherwise, you ain't getting squat.
Well, just let me know, and I'll come up there, and I'll ride it home.
Well, okay. Well, there's that. Yeah, yeah. Flying cars, flying motorcycles, you know, those kind of crazy things. But those experimental aircraft, yeah, that's going to be some of the wacky stuff that I expect to see. And I know a lot of companies will be making their debut here at Air Venture, and this is where they, you know, present this stuff to the world, right?
Absolutely. And kit airplanes, you know, new kits that you can build if you want to build your own airplane.
Right.
You know, our friend Jim Folsom, you know, he and his wife, they're building airplanes. You know, a lot of people do it. They build them in their garage and then fly them.
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to be talking to Jim for sure. And Lenny's going to be out there, our friend Lenny, yep, from the show. And I'll connect with those guys, and they might have a few things that they've scoped out for me, because they'll be there for the whole week. For right. Sure. But I know there's like a new kit, a jet that AOPA Live was focusing on their show last week. And, you know, that's supposed to make its debut here at Air Venture. So I don't know. I'll dig into all this stuff and find out what's the latest, greatest type of thing. See if it changes my attitude or the kind of plane that I want to get, which still at this point is a toss up between the Cessna Grand Caravan and the Zodiac, what was that Zodiac called? Or it's just the Zodiac, I guess,
Zodiac,
right?
Yeah.
Similar size airplane. Those are still the planes I want to get, because I want to be able to carry stuff and people to some dive sites. So, but who knows? I might come up with another option or two, and maybe just fly a plane home. That'll be the goal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you do, take an instructor with you.
Take an instructor with, well, I got Clay out there with me. He's not an instructor, but he's a certified pilot.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Well, how's he going to get his airplane home?
Well, if we get a plane like that, he's probably going to say, oh, screw it. I'll just take yours, Greg. That's fine with me.
Yeah, but he's not coming to Florida. He's going out west.
Well,
that's what he's going to do, because he's got some things to carry, too.
Well, true. Exactly. Exactly. So the only thing stopping me from this plan is money and gas, which is kind of money as well. But who knows? You know, they got this new thing with Avgas. They're trying to eliminate it and go to a non-leaded fuel, and the FAA just approved several companies' submissions. I guess Shell, BP is part of a consortium that has come up with some new formulations that are no lead, I guess. Is that the deal?
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Basically, this has been a long time coming. We've talked about it. And the problem is coming up with these new formulations could create a spike in fuel prices for aviators, at least in the short term. But we don't really know, I guess.
Well, we don't really know for sure. But, you know, you can guarantee that if the government's got anything to do with it, yeah, prices are going to go up. And somebody's got to pay for the research.
Right.
You know that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to pass that along for sure.
And, you know, are we going to have to start changing engines and things like that? Because there's an awful lot of airplanes out there that burn the 100 low lead.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to change an engine, so it's got to be something that they can use in the same engines that are in the airplanes in order to make it worthwhile to anybody.
Well, it has to be backward compatible. So, I mean,
yep.
that's part of the prerequisite for this new formulation that eventually they'll approve, I would assume, right?
I would certainly hope so.
Well, you'd hope so, but it's the FAA. It's anybody's guess is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Well, time will tell in that regard. But, you know, I was thinking about this, and I didn't quite understand why has it taken so long for that switch from Avgas to a non-leaded fuel? This was done back, I don't know, what, in the 70s and 80s for the U.S. for cars?
Yeah, but, you know, there's not... For cars, you know, there's a lot more cars on the road than there are airplanes.
Yeah, I understand.
And so I don't think they thought that it was that important. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. And I certainly don't pretend to know all the details of it, but that would be my guess that it wasn't as important because there just weren't that many airplanes flying. But
yeah,
today there's more airplanes flying, and it's getting bigger and bigger all the time with all the light sport airplanes and things like that. And I think the EPA is just really trying to push to get something done on it. I really don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I don't think that global warming is going to stop just because they changed fuel for airplanes.
What?
But
then why are we doing it? I thought that was the whole point.
Well, that's what they're telling you, and, you know, if you buy into the Kool-Aid. Hmm. But, you know, why are they trying to get, you know, electric cars?
You know? They're quieter. I don't know. They're,
yeah, but they don't go as far.
Don't go as far, true. But they, you know, they don't have this fuel thing, but they got electric, and they it's just a big mess.
It is a big mess.
Maybe we should just skip the whole non-leaded fuel thing and just go to electric flying planes and let that go.
Yeah, I don't like that idea either because, you know, what do you do with the batteries when they go dead?
You land.
What do you do? No, I'm talking about after, you know, batteries only got so much life. I looked at a vehicle the other day that is a luxury electric car.
Right.
I said, how much is it to replace the batteries? It is more than half the cost of the car. So
that's not very luxurious, at least not for my wallet.
Definitely not.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Watch the sky.
I like the spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. All right, so while I'm at AirVenture, I'm going to try to take the pulse of the aviation industry as best I can by talking to all the aviation all our friends that we've met over the last couple of years, and maybe hobnob with a few new ones there in the aviation community, and see how they feel about the economy, about business, whatever. I'll gauge it as best as I can and share it with you next week on the big show. I mean, what has it looked like from your perspective as a flight instructor and commercial aviator yourself there, Keith? What have you been seeing?
Well, you know, pilot shortage. Pilot shortage is a big thing. We've talked about it many, many times. And, you know, one of the things that has come out is Delta Airlines and Endeavor Airlines are joining up together Delta owns Endeavor Air, and what they're going to do is they're going to use the Delta hiring protocol at Endeavor Air. And so if you get you're a qualified pilot at Endeavor Air, you get a commitment that Delta Airlines will hire you.
Okay.
And so it's going to help, you know, the regional carrier to attract pilots, obviously.
Yeah.
Endeavor Air. And obviously that will also help Delta Airlines, as, you know, shortly they will start losing, as they are already some, but in the next 5 years it gets greater and greater numbers of pilots that are retiring. It'll be a way for them to fill in.
Okay, now you said that Delta owns Endeavor, but that's not the case, is it? Is Endeavor separate, but they are Delta's regional carrier, and so there's an agreement between the two, or do they actually own them, or do you know?
I believe, it is my belief, that they actually own Endeavor Air.
Okay. Why don't they just call it Delta? Why would we have two separate companies?
Well, because they run them as two separate companies. Just like, you know, when I used to fly for Comair, Comair was owned by Delta. Delta bought them back in, I don't know, 99 or 2000, something like that.
Okay.
But they kept us separate as, you know, a regional carrier. And, you know, they also owned a number of others, and they have either sold off, or in Comair's case, they shut it down. All of their other regional carriers, they sold off SkyWest ASA to SkyWest, and the rest of them, but I believe that they do own Endeavor Air.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe it's like a GM thing where you have a Buick, a Chevy, and I don't know, maybe one of those kind of things. It's anybody's guess. What they're doing is a mystery, but from the standpoint of training pilots, it's a good thing.
It is, you know, because it gives, you know, a pilot the regional carriers, let's face it, they don't pay a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pay has always been an issue with the regional carriers. And so.
Oh, wait a minute. So that's why they don't put the Delta name on it.
Well, that could very well be. The Delta pilots don't want to be associated with it. You know, you've got if I spend a certain amount of time here and pay my dues at Endeavor, I have a real good shot at making some more money at Delta Airlines in the near future.
Are you seeing that with some of the folks that you're training right now, and this has become a new option for them to look at once they get through their training?
Well, it is. It's not when they get through their training, because, you know, the airline that I work for they're already hired by us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're training them for our airline. And, you know, for Trans-States Airlines is who I work for.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're already hired, but, you know, they have to meet through some pretty rigorous testing in order to be hired by Endeavor. It's not going to be, not that anybody else's is less rigorous, but you're talking mainline carriers, so they have not only there's an actual test for the name that they have for the test for the mental capacity and all that kind of stuff.
It's like the gauntlet on Ninja Warrior.
Exactly. Yes. And just to find out if you're sane or not. And so they do that part of it there,
okay.
But they also have a physical test and so forth. You got to take a physical and all that other kind of stuff in order to get hired on. So they're using that protocol to get hired on with Endeavor. And if you pass all that rigorous stuff that Delta has, then you can go on to Delta. You know, we don't have that. We have a simulator, we have a written test, and a pilot interview that you do in order to get hired on with Trans-States. You know, we make the assumption that since you have a FAA medical, that you're good to go.
Yeah.
Delta goes a little bit further.
They do their own medical probing, God knows what else, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's just a little bit more intense, and you have to probably perform at the top of your class to even be considered, kind of thing?
Well, it's before you ever get to class.
What do you mean?
They're weeding people out and taking people that they want in the hiring process. So they look at, number one, they're going to look at your application.
Yeah.
And if they look at your application, everything looks good there. Okay, then you come on in for the interview. At the interview process is when you're going to take this test that's going to, it's a psychological evaluation is basically what it is.
Right.
And there's a specific name for it, and I just can't come up with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go through that whole gamut. If you pass all that stuff, you're going to do an interview, and then you pass that. Now you're going to take a physical. And so you got to pass all of that stuff. And once you've done that and you get through the training program itself, that's the other thing you have to do. You have to pass the training program at Endeavor Air for their E-175 that they fly. That's an Embraer 175.
So yeah, I got to get into the flight simulator, run through the thing and solve all the problems they throw at you kind of thing, test on it.
Yep. So you got to go through all the ground school on the systems and so forth, then go through the simulator, pass the check ride, and get all that stuff done. And then if you get through all that, then you have a commitment from Delta Airlines that you will get a seniority number at their airline as well.
I could do this with the exception of the crazy quiz. That might trip me up a little bit. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, it might.
And on that disturbing note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.